My name's Maria Menendez. You're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. Sitting down with a very spicy redhead. Her name's Cassie Cortland. She is a porn star. She's from Atlanta. She's been in the industry for about a year. She came in with long blonde hair, and now it's short and red. Very excited to have you on the show today. I think I've been eyeballing you ever since I met you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. I did not notice at all.
Yes, as she licks her lips, of course. So, how old are you?
I am 23.
And you've been in porn for about a year now.
Yes, a little over a year.
How did you get into being on porn?
Famous question. You know, I really don't have that exciting and an exciting answer, but I literally was sitting at home one day and decided that I wanted to do something different with my life. And I started researching the industry on the internet, and then I got with my agent, and 2 months later I was out here doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did you do pre-porn?
I was going to school for forensic science and criminal justice.
Wow. You use big words. So like science and stuff, huh? So is that what really turns you on?
No. No, and I really can't stomach like any of that anymore, so I will not be going back to school for that. But
do you have a plan on going back to school?
You know, I don't know what I want to do yet, but I definitely am going to go back to school at some point.
What made you get into criminal justice and scientific forensology and all that stuff in the first place?
Watching too much CSI. Watching all those shows did it to me. So I was like, you know what? I want to do that. I want to be on the crime scene and investigate it and stuff. But no, I don't want to do that anymore.
It's a little icky.
Yeah, I can't handle all the blood and the... No.
But you're on porn sets every day.
Yeah, well...
There's definitely a lot of body fluids going on there.
Definitely, definitely. Those I can handle, though.
Okay. Okay. So you've been in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first scene like?
Scary. I was thinking, what in the hell am I doing? I was so scared. My first scene was a boy-girl scene with Justin Magnum, and it was for Naughty America. And it was just – luckily, the director was really cool, and the cast was really cool, like everyone on set and everything. So it made it a little easier for me, but it was definitely awkward.
What was going through your head?
I do this all the time off camera, so why is it so hard to do it when the cameras are on, you know? Yeah, I'm all tense. I mean, he's like trying to do his thing, and I'm just like, ooh, you know?
What about how many scenes did it take for you to get into it and get comfortable with it?
Probably, I would say about 4 months, 5 months, going close to 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
What changed?
I loved doing it from the beginning, but then I really started getting into it, and I was like, all right, this isn't so bad. You get to have sex with all these hot guys and all these hot girls, you know, and you get paid for it. And
what's your favorite part? Is it the sex, the attention, or the money?
I like the money. I do like meeting everyone, you know, I like meeting new people. So I would have to say, and the sex is good too. So it's all a plus. I like all of it.
That's great. That's really great. Yeah. So, wow. I'm just looking at you and I'm thinking about like how I've kind of seen you evolve the past year, because in the past couple months, you know, you went from having long hair to having short hair. And I remember I had your first couple movies, and it's kind of amazing to see you just grow up so much in the past year coming in.
It is, definitely. It's amazing to me, too. I'm like, wow, this is all happening so fast. You know, everything just happens so fast. And it's been an excellent ride, you know, and I don't have any regrets on anything that I've done. And hopefully it'll keep going well.
What do you want to do in this industry?
You know, I don't think I really want to direct or anything like that, you know. I like doing scenes, and so I'll just keep doing that, and hopefully everyone will keep watching.
Did you have a crazy sex life before you got into porn?
I was a little promiscuous. Yeah.
What do you mean?
And it's so funny because now I mean, outside of work, I don't really have sex that often, you know? I'm like, damn, my life is pretty boring now, you know? It's so funny. I mean, I was having sex all the time before I got into the industry, and now it's like, well, I just have sex at work, and I'm lonely when I go home.
What did you do? You know, give me some good stories, like, before you got into porn, like some of the crazy shit that you used to do.
Oh, God. I was just bad, you know?
I was naughty.
So. I love to have sex everywhere, you know, in public places, whatever. It's different for me now.
I'm talking like pre-porn, you're being, an official slut. What did you do like when you're in the amateur leagues? Like, how many people did you ever do in one day?
Oh, in one day?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't think I've ever even told anyone this either. 3.
Wow. All right, you got to give me the load on and how you... I've only managed to do 2 in one day, so I want to figure out, like, how'd you manage to do 3 in one day? Like,
I'm going to have to think back on this. You know, I think I had someone... I probably had a boyfriend, I don't know. But I had someone that had spent the night with me, so we had sex that morning, and then I think he left and someone else came over like midday, and then I ended up going over to someone else's house that night.
Wow.
Don't tell anyone.
I want to hear some more background on this. And I love girls that got into the industry because they were sexy little girls. I mean, that's the fantasy, is that, you know, you're a hot, slutty girl and then you got into porn and did it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I love hearing the older stories. What's like... Mm. What was the background? You know, give me some more dirty stories from pre-porn. Like, what did you do in high school?
I didn't study. I can tell you that.
Was there a football team involved?
I studied the guys. I didn't really date anyone from high school, though. You know, I always dated older guys.
Mm-hmm.
My mom hated that, too. I got in trouble a couple times. And it's, you know, I don't know. I've always been attracted to older guys. So, I mean, not like, you know.
when I was
16, maybe, you know, 23, 24, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe 26. I don't really remember. But
I might have done that myself.
I was definitely had a lot of sex, though.
Yeah.
I really did. I loved it. I mean, I still love it, but it just gets me going. Like, I love sex. I love everything about sex.
I remember the first couple times that I had sex, I was like, oh, this is fun. This is cool. But then, like, it wasn't until, like, 2 years later when I'm like, oh, this is really fun.
Right?
When did that switch for you? Like, when did you really...
When I started, like, not being embarrassed and shy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to, you know... I can't just have an orgasm vaginally. Like, I have to, it's like clitorally. So I always have to help out, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was always too nervous and too scared to ever do that, you know, while I'm having sex. But once I got in that zone and I was like, fuck it, I've been missing out. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, you're not getting off without me. So, yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's really great.
And it's so good now. It's like, well, you know, and these women say, you know, oh, it gets better as you get older. And I'm just like, wow, I'm excited for the road that we have ahead of us. You know?
I am too. I am too. I've noticed that, like, sex was, like, pretty cool when I started out. I was like, yeah, this is fun. This is cool. But as every year goes by, as every lover goes by, it's like, I'm afraid, you know, because they say women don't hit their sexual peak till they're 35.
Exactly. I mean, I'm going to be a really big slut then, I guess.
So you said that you like to have sex outside and in public places.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, like where? What? Who? When?
Let's see. My ex-boyfriend and I, we had sex by some waterfalls. It was actually pretty cool, but we got caught, so that wasn't really cool.
What happened?
Just being young and dumb, you know. We decided to just, we thought we were going to be smart and walk up this path, and we're like, oh, no one will ever come up here, you know. So we lay this towel down, and we were completely naked, and we were having sex, and this group of people walked up, and I'm talking about, like, this couple, they were in their 70s at least.
Wow.
And then there was like a younger couple behind them, probably in their 30s. Well, it was so funny. The younger couple, well, like my boyfriend's on top of me and he's like, babe, get up and just get dressed really fast. And I'm like, what? Why? You know? And so I kind of look back and I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm humiliated. And the younger couple, they start walking a different way. But the older couple just kept coming towards us. And I'm like, they don't care, you know? And they just, like, walked right past us. Like, it was no big deal, you know? Like, what? They see it every day. We're like, hey. So, yeah. It was very humiliating.
That's great. That's really great. So you now know that the thrill of getting caught sometimes means you actually do get caught.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really is embarrassing.
Have you ever been arrested for that? You know?
No.
No indecent exposure?
No, knock on wood. Not yet.
Wow. That's a great story. So I'm trying to like probe deeper into your mind. See, I love that you're so open and so sexual. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I've always, like, there's a lot of girls on set that are, you know, there for the paycheck or there for the attention, mm-hmm. or there for whatever. But mm-hmm. you've always had this just twinkle in your eye, and you have a way of looking at people. And I know that everybody on set gets this from you, is that you just kind of look at them like, you know, you're taking their clothes off.
I didn't know that. I have that look.
You do. Oh, you little minx, you.
I mean, hell, I might be thinking I want them to take their clothes off. I don't know. You know, probably.
Probably. Wow. So you're a nice Southern girl from Atlanta.
Yes.
Were you born and raised there?
Yes.
Was it like in the city or are you outside the city?
A little outside the city, but I mean, I've always been a city girl, you know. So, but I'm a country girl too, a little. So, you know.
What was it like moving from Atlanta to Los Angeles?
Oh, a shock. Because, I mean, I'd never lived anywhere else, you know, so, and I'd never been to California. I just moved here. But I love it. You know, I love LA. I love the energy. I love the motivation. You know, everyone's trying to do something. So that's cool.
Has porn given you any other opportunities to travel?
Well, not anywhere, like, you know, not Hawaii or anything. I'm still waiting. Hint, hint, hint. I'm like, I want to go on one of those trips.
Yes.
Those have got to be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
They definitely do. I'm always hearing stories about people who are like, yeah, I got flown to somewhere to go have sex and get paid lots of money. And I'm like, I want to do that.
I know. I went with Shane's World. On a San Francisco trip one time, and I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun, you know.
That was with Jack Venice and Penny Flame, right?
No, not on that trip. No, Jack Venice wasn't even there. No. I'm trying to think who's there. I'm like, who was there? Will Powers was there, mm-hmm. and I don't really remember some of the other people's names. There's so many faces, you know, so many new faces all the time. You know, in porn, it's like, who are you? You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I there's so many girls and not that many guys, but there's so many girls that come in all the time. And I feel like they're getting younger and younger, you know?
They definitely are. Have you ever, well, I guess after a year, you're pretty much a veteran. I mean, as much as it comes to.
Am I? I think I still have so much more to learn, you know?
Well, that's a great attitude to have about it. What do you do? What all do you do on camera?
Let's say what I don't do. That's easier. I have not done anal yet, which means I obviously haven't done DPs either, and I have not done an interracial scene either. So,
okay.
But I've done everything else other than that.
What's the most people you ever did at one time?
7 girls.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. In a hot tub, it was pretty cool.
Who'd you do that for?
Brittany Skye. Yeah, 7 girl orgy.
I'm trying to like wrap my mind around like how cool that is and why don't you tell me about it?
It was, well, it was totally cool until I had an allergic reaction from the jacuzzi or whatever. So we get out and, you know, we're all having group sex and I look down and I start having these spots on me. And I mean, it looks like I have a disease or something. So all the girls are like, oh, you know, I'm not fucking touching her anymore. I was so embarrassed, but there was nothing I could do about it. So I actually couldn't finish the scene, but it was fun starting out. Because Brittany's got it. You know Brittany's
yes,
got
I mean,
she's all about getting off and getting every girl off, you know, and I think that's great because she's so open. She's just like, fuck it, you know.
Who are some of your favorite people to work with?
Let's see. You know, I tell you, I don't... I usually like everyone that I work with. You know, I have a small no list, like a couple names, you know, but it's really, and even on my no list, it's not really anything personal. It's just maybe we don't do good scenes together or something, you know. But as far as, I don't really have favorites. Like, I try to just like everyone, you know. It's kind of boring, but.
Is there anyone that just, you know, when you hear that you're making, you know, you get to work with so-and-so that you get like excited about still?
You know, I love Randy Spears.
Yes.
I do get excited over Randy Spears. You know, I'm a little, it's funny, I get a little starstruck with Randy. You know, it's like, I don't know, I just look at him as like this big sex icon, you know, he's just.
He is, he's been fucking for 20 years.
I mean, he's great. So sometimes when I get booked with him, I'm like, yeah. I'm almost a little nervous. I'm like, is he going to critique me? You know? So, and I like Johnny Castle and I like, let's see who else. I like working with Joey Ray. I like the old school guys, you know?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Johnny Castle is young, but I think that's the only one. Yeah. Joey Ray and Randy Spears are both veterans. Mm-hmm. I've always said that older men know how to do it better.
Most of the time, yeah, you know, and I guess that's one of the reasons I'm attracted to older guys, you know, because I kind of like to be controlled a little bit, you know, when we're having sex and stuff, and I like for a guy to know what he's doing, you know. I don't have to sit there and coach him the whole way. I mean, I don't mind, but I'd rather not.
So would you say that you're more dominant or submissive?
It depends. I mean, I can be both definitely. I do like to dom a little bit sometimes, you know. It just depends on the mood I'm in and the person I'm with.
Have you done any fetish scenes?
Yeah. I have done, it was with Nick Manning and, I can't remember the girl's name, but it was another girl. And basically he just, you know, was doming us. And then like I would have to do stuff to her, like spank her with all these different whips and stuff, you know. But I haven't really gotten anything too hardcore. I'm a little scared of that.
You're scared in a good way or scared in a nervous way?
Yeah, scared in a nervous way, you know, because it's like, you know, I tell you this. I told someone one time when we were having sex and I was like, you know, just slap me. Well, slap the shit out of me, you know. So I was like, okay, note to self, do not ask someone to do that. You know, he's like, well, you asked me to slap you. I was like, yeah, but damn. So when I think of S&M and bondage and stuff, I always think back to that. And I'm like, I don't know how much pain I can take, you know, or if it would really turn me on or I don't know. I'll try it one day. Let you know.
Definitely. I know. What are some things in your life that you just want to try out? What are you looking forward to in your future?
You know, I would love to travel. You know, see parts of the world that I haven't seen. Well, I haven't really seen any parts of the world besides California and Georgia. But I'm probably going to get my real estate. Well, not probably. I'm definitely going to get my real estate license and kind of see where that goes and go from there. You know, I mean, I'm still young.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm getting older. Like, I'm like, okay, time's running out. Time's running out. You know, what am I going to do? Am I going to stay doing this? Am I going to do something else? You know, so I don't know. It's kind of up in the air right now, but I'm definitely, whatever I do, I'm going to be successful and make some money. So
I can see that. See that real estate, man. I hope that when I buy a house, I'm calling you up.
Yeah.
I'll show you the house.
Right. Not only am I a real estate agent, but I used to be a porn star. Did you know that? I wonder if that could probably help me out, maybe selling some homes.
Yeah, I think it could. Do you ever get recognized anywhere?
I got recognized at a gas station one time for my spread and hustler. I was almost embarrassed because he was just like, the guy was flipping out. He's like, you're in Hustler. And like, he pulled out the magazine. Yeah. And so this is when I still had my long blonde hair. So I was like, oh my God. And everyone in the gas station was like, what's going on? He's like, will you sign it? So I'm over here like trying to sign it and stuff. You know, I'm like hiding my face, kind of like, God, let's not.
You get confronted with your vagina in the light of day.
You know, I'm just like spread eagle open on the freaking counter. So
was it the guy behind the counter or his customer?
It was the guy behind the counter. He was really funny though, and it was cute, and he was all excited, and then he wanted me to come back there and take pictures of them. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, it was funny.
So you've only been recognized once so far?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious. Like, I'm moving back to Atlanta in July. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious, you know, to see if anyone's going to recognize me from back home.
Yeah, that's a smaller town too. Word spreads fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does everybody know already?
Yes. Yes. I have lost some friends over it, but, you know, it is what it is. And some of my family definitely doesn't agree with it, but, you know, it's their prerogative not to, and it's my prerogative to do it. So,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, do you have any siblings? So, you know, how do they feel about it?
No.
No siblings? Only child?
Yes.
Wild child.
That's
Portland.
What, see, I had too much time on my hands when I was younger. I was like,
Yeah, if you had siblings beating you up,
let me start, you know, messing around with guys. Well, first, before I even kissed a guy, I kissed a girl. And what? I was really young.
Like how young? Grade school?
Pretty young. I mean, I really couldn't tell you, but I mean, I was probably under maybe around 10 or 11.
Wow.
Yeah. I think girls always do that though, you know, don't they always make out with their best friends? Now I'm asking you.
We never made out, but I definitely played the boyfriend-girlfriend games. So, we would make out, but we'd, like, cover our mouths and, like, you know, like, rub our hands together. Or, like, I'd hump her, like, I'd put a sock down my pants and, like, you know, take my boyfriendly duties.
Okay, see, I never did any of that. I didn't fit the sock down the pants and all that. I mean, you know, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think that's why I like strap-ons today. It's
yeah?
Why I'm a little bit dumb.
I like strap-ons, too. Definitely. You were there that scene I did with Lindsay Meadows, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen you work with both men and women, and it's I'm glad to sit here that you actually do like girls. You have girls.
I do. That scene was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
I was gonna say that with women, I always ask guys if they're a legs, tits, or ass guy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
I'm all about the face.
Yes.
And then I'm not really big on, you know, you don't have to have big titties or like a big ass or whatever, you know. I mean, I kind of like small girls too because I'm small, you know, kind of like keep it around my size, but I don't discriminate.
You're open for everything.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, we've been talking to Cassie Courtland, up and coming porn star, I guess, establishing yourself. Do you have any movies coming out?
Gosh, a lot of movies coming out.
Anything that you're proud of that people should look for you in?
Yes, there is a movie coming out by Wicked. It's called The Visitors. Mm-hmm. Did a little acting in that, so I am excited about that. I get abducted by aliens.
Wow, yeah. That sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
So check out Cassie and The Visitors. You've been listening to Maria Menendez filling in for Julie Ashton on Hey Julie at julieland.com. What more can you ask for?